listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. The federal government has written to Optus asking them to pay for new passports for those affected from the data breach. It comes as states and territories step in, offering victims new driver's licences if their number has been compromised. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has told Parliament we need tougher laws around the collection of our details.
We know that this breach should never have happened, and the government expects Optus to do everything within its means to support affected customers. Clearly, we need better national laws after a decade of inaction.
Meantime, the Attorney General has introduced legislation to Parliament to create a National Anti-Corruption Commission. Mark Dreyfus says it will deliver the single biggest integrity reform in decades, establishing a powerful, transparent and independent body.
And have broad jurisdiction to investigate serious or systemic corrupt conduct across the Commonwealth public sector. It will have the power to investigate ministers, parliamentarians and their staff, statutory office holders, employees of all government entities and contractors.
Briefly, Melissa Caddick's husband has been told to step down from giving evidence at the inquest into the alleged Sydney fraudster's suspected death after getting confused by the questions. Retail spending was up 0.6% in August, the eighth consecutive rise in as many months, and the fuel excise cut comes to an end at midnight tonight with motorists urged to fuel up now.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.